Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad the horns with Bowser.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, BB refused Sunny's pleas to follow up on recommended medical tests, insisting her bleeding had stopped and placing her trust entirely in Allah during Ramadan. Behind BB's back, a desperate Sunny reached out to Nurse June, begging her to intervene quietly. At the shop, BB opened up to June about crippling fear, dark thoughts, and a haunting memory of her mother's cancer battle. Afterwards, June returned home emotionally drained, not only from BB's situation, but from the weight of caring for her aging parents, Lucille and Cecil, as Cecil showed a frightening moment of confusion. As we return to Morondoy, Kavita and Sharona are in high spirits when they spot someone.
Sharona, this coffee is so good. We need to come to this cafe more often.
Kavita, I agree. I love these chicken puffs. But oh gosh, I can't believe we're opening our little boutique soon.
I'm so excited. Co-owners.
Yes.
And we can always expand once we start making a profit.
A year ago, I would never imagine this is where my life would be. After everything I went through, I feel so blessed.
So coming to Morondoy was good for you?
Of course. I mean, I love my home in Kokwani, and I'll give back to my community. But the way things have turned around for me, I'm so grateful.
Like they say, everything in life happens for a reason.
It sure does.
So, for our opening, I was thinking maybe we can get somebody to sing. I mean, our invite list is small, but adding a bit of music would lively up the event.
I agree.
I have this ex named Jonathan.
Yeah, you told me about Mr. Trouble.
Yes. Well, he's a pretty good singer, so he can perform for us.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
And I was thinking we could get representatives from the different religions to do prayers.
Yeah, that would be good.
So we could get a pandit, imam, and pastor?
Yes. We also have the Baha'i faith and the Rastafarians.
That's right.
And some people also practice African spirituality.
Look, all the blessings we could get in our business, let's do that.
I agree.
Look, that guy who just walked in.
Who? Denzel?
Oh, yeah. That is Denzel.
Denzel!
He ain't look too happy to see you.
Trust me. He's happy to see me.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
I'm good. Just came to get some coffee.
Join us now?
Not really in the mood to socialize.
But Denzel, look how long we ain't catch up.
Yeah, I know.
Sit with us, no man.
All right. Let me get my coffee first.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Something is going on with him.
It seems so.
I'll get it out of him.
Oh, and congratulations on the boutique, you two. I'm really happy for you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Denzel. You're coming to the opening, right?
Am I invited?
Of course.
Okay, well, I'll see.
Denzel, what's going on with you? You're not yourself.
You're right. I'm going through something.
Talk to me.
It's okay, man.
Denzel, we're friends. You can talk to me.
Look, Zena and I broke up. And you know what? Never mind.
Oh, well, I didn't expect that to last anyways. Isn't she like old?
Oh goodness.
Really, Kavita?
I'm sorry, but your relationship was a bit weird.
She's not old, okay? Just because you're in your early 20s, everybody older than 40 is not old.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, look, I'm gonna get going.
So soon?
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Take care.
Denzel.
Later.
He's upset.
Yeah.
How could you say his girlfriend was old, Kavita?
Ex-girlfriend. And because she was much older than him, it was weird to me.
But older and younger people date all the time.
Sharuno, you would date someone in their 40s?
No.
You see?
But once you become an adult, love is love. We shouldn't judge people for their choices.
Yeah, whatever.
But Denzel is cute though.
Hello. Hello. That's my ex. Eyes off.
I didn't mean it like that.
Right.
You know I only have eyes for you, brother.
What?
I'm joking.
And here I was thinking I had a chance with you. After everything you went through with Kamal?
I said it was a joke.
Right. I'm laughing so loud.
You're really mad?
Me? Mad? No.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, let's get back to discussing opening our boutique.
Okay.
Auntie Myrtle, I'm so glad we have this kitchen garden. Because something I don't know is what kind of greens these people are selling. The pumpkin I buy the other day had no taste.
A lot of greens in the market are not organic, Catalina.
And you could taste the difference. Plus, why is some so expensive? People growing these things right here in Guyana, and some of the prices too ridiculous.
That's why once you have the space, everybody should plant a little kitchen garden.
Mm-hmm. And it feels so good to eat what you grow.
Denzel!
Hi, Auntie Myrtle.
Come help me pick them borders now.
I'm kind of tired, Mommy. I just need a shower and bed.
Okay. Alright.
Excuse me.
Auntie Myrtle, what we can do?
I never thought Denzel would take the end of this relationship with Zena so hard.
Well, we see that he really loved her.
Loves her? He's behaving like this because he's still in love with her.
You think she's coming back?
Who knows?
I mean, I want my son to be happy. But look at the things Zena do. Accused me of trying to kill her.
I know.
I don't know if I could ever forgive her for that.
Why? You just forgive people for yourself, Catalina. Not for them.
You're right.
Anyway, it's obvious that Denzel needs some help to shake his depression.
I think we need to get like an older man to talk to him. A role model who can counsel him, you know?
I agree. You have anybody in mind?
Maybe James?
We also have Mr. Goldman or Cecil Carter. Even Sonny Singh.
Mr. Carter getting down though?
I know, but he's still a wise man. A little forgetfulness every now and again, but he's still sharp.
Right. We'll ask James. Denzel and James had talks already.
Okay.
You know, Auntie Myrtle, I've been thinking a lot about how Denzel and Alexis' father never really played a role in their lives.
Okay.
You know, I really picked two deadbeats to father my children.
Listen, you were young when you had those children, Catalina. You barely knew yourself.
Yes, Auntie Myrtle. But how could some men have children and not play any sort of role in their lives?
It's sad. And we see too much of this in society.
Mm-hmm.
But I think despite not having that father figure in his life, Denzel turned out okay.
Thanks mostly to you, Auntie Myrtle.
Oh, I did my best, Catalina.
You did a good job. You played a bigger role than me.
Look, Denzel and Alexis deserved a chance.
I did so much to provide for my children. Men did me their worst things, just so I could get a dollar.
Oh, you've come a long way, my niece.
You know?
What?
I've been thinking about reaching out to Denzel and Alexis, their father.
You know how to find them?
Both of them on Facebook.
Oh.
But what can I say though?
I don't think you should reach out to them.
Why?
Catalina, these men know they have these children. Eh? And never did anything much for them. Why would you reach out now that Denzel and Alexis are adults? Eh? What purpose would that serve? They were supposed to be there for the children when they were growing up. Eh? What they can tell Denzel and Alexis? As far as I'm concerned, both of them are dead.
Oh, it was just a thought.
Denzel's father wouldn't be able to tell him anything about being a man. Part of being a man is accepting your responsibility.
I know.
Ah, leave it alone, Catalina.
I guess I felt a bit guilty.
Why?
Auntie Myrtle, I chose them.
Like I said, you were young. You were a teenager when you had your children. Still very much a child yourself, Catalina.
And it was my choice.
But don't be hard on yourself. Denzel and Alexis turned out more than fine.
Thank God for that.
Denzel going through whatever he's going through now. But he will eventually be okay.
I don't want it to get out of control and his depression worsen.
We'll get somebody to talk to him. You said you'll call James, right?
Yes. And if it's a case where James can't talk to him, then we can get a professional.
All right.
Auntie Myrtle, people struggling with mental health issues in Guyana. God knows I went through my own. And I'm grateful I got through it.
And Denzel will get through this too. His heart is broken, but hope is not lost. We shall overcome as a family.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.